yellow jackets, honeybees, and bumblebees. Oh, we have a lot.
Hornets too.
Hornets, yes. They build a big hut about like that, you know. Out of paper, just looks like paper. They make it all. Boy, now there's a bunch of them in there too. We kids used to fight them with sticks in the timber.
They have a different sting than a wasp.
Oh boy, they knock you down, hit you in the head. Don't seem possible, but they say they can strike you hard enough to knock you over if they come at you.
Knock you down.
Just they say.
Or out.
Well, just knock you out. I suppose knock you out too. But
they're worse than hornets. Worse than a wasp.
Oh yes, they are. But
what color are they? I'm supposed to stay away from them.
Well, they look really like a bumblebee, only they're larger yet than a bumblebee. Kind of a yellow on them and a black back. Best way to do with hornets, just light you a good torch and hold right under that thing and burn it up. Then you got them.
The wasp doesn't have the same kind of nest, though.
The wasp, they build a paper nest, you know, and they all work in from the bottom.
And they don't sting nearly as bad.
Not so bad, but they're bad enough, I tell you. Some people can't stand a wasp sting or any kind of a bee sting. We had a woman out here, a bumblebee stung her. She died before she could get to the neighbors.
Yeah, that's happened. I've heard that. Mm-hmm. When you go fishing, you might use little fish, little teeny fish you find on the
minnows. Shore.
And you know a spider's around if you see a...
I see a web, cobweb.
Is cobweb and spider web...
Well, do they along the same plan, I guess. A spider has to make all those webs.
Suppose you... I never see one in this neat house, but suppose you looked up in the corner, you hadn't cleaned for a long time, you see something
cobweb.
Big. Is that a cobweb too?
That's cobweb too.
Would a spider make that too? Or?
Oh yes, it takes a spider to make it. My wife's always ramming around with the broom to see if she can find anything like that. I tell her she does a lot of unnecessary work, but she don't think so.
Yeah,
I guess that's the way she keeps young.
A tree has something growing down into the ground.
Roots.
And the amphibian that has a shell on his back.
I was going to tell you a snail.
Well, the
one. Turtle, yes. Oh, they make good soup too. Did you ever eat a turtle soup?
No, I never did.
Say, they claim there's 7 kinds of meat in a turtle, but then it's all turtle, I guess. Those 7 kinds, probably different color.
And you have a different name for the land, the one that lives on the land only, from the one that's in the water?
Well, yes, they have I forget what they call them. They're
terrapin? Would that be a terrapin or a land turtle? Or?
I don't know, I guess it'd be a land turtle, I don't know what else. I know I caught a big one down here by Lincoln one day. I saw it in the road and I picked it up and put it in the back of my car and I brought it to town here and gave it to a fellow downtown that eats turtles. And he said it was a land turtle, he wouldn't eat it.
Hmm.
He said, you want them out of the water if you want to kill it.
They never call a land turtle a gopher around here.
No, gopher, that's a small animal, good deal on this, about like a ground squirrel, a little bit bigger, and he has a pouch under his jaws here where he carries roots. We used to get 10 cents a piece for catching them. They get in the meadows, you know, and they just ruin the meadow.
And different kind of tree. One kind of tree is an American plane tree. Another name for it is a sycamore.
Sycamore. We have a few sycamores on our farm down there.
And another kind of tree that's handy to have on Washington's birthday, if it had...
Oh, cherry tree, yeah. Wild cherries, too. Oh, say there was a piece in Prairie Farmer about Washington, you know, and said that the reason Washington cut down the cherry tree, he said he got along all right cutting down his dad's cherry tree, but he said he burned him in the front room and there was no fireplace, and he says that's what made his dad so mad at him. there's a whole column of ridiculous stuff, and they said that George Washington took Martha to the White House in a covered wagon. He says she wasn't as good looking as Mrs. Kennedy, and he thinks that's the reason he took her in a covered wagon.